Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, good afternoon, sir. This is Walter speaking. Hope you're
Who
doing good, sir. My name is
is
Walter.
it? Okay, Walter.
Yes, thank you. Sir, I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf, which is our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Thomas, now I'm just start. How many years have you worked on the masonry industry?
I'm retired now, but
Okay, and how many years
40.
have you worked? Around 40, okay.
Yeah.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? PCC, restoration, mason helper, or finisher, refractory bricklayer?
I worked on precast concrete.
Okay, that will be cement mason?
No, precast concrete. They made the buildings in the shop and we erected them.
Okay. Perfect. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, a apprentice?
A foreman.
A foreman, okay.
Yeah.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No. No, I'm 75 years old.
Right. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you want to work? Over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
What was the question?
Yes, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm 75 years old.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, and thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this
time? Well, I live in a small town. I'd have to say fewer.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were?
I think fewer.
Fewer? Perfect. And fewer. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployed than now, about the same, or less unemployed than now?
I think less.
Less than now? Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Stay about the same? And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? And I'll start with dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns, or other.
No real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I'll start with picketing. Is that a yes?
No.
Okay.
No.
And continuing with political canvassing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
No.
No, okay. And I'll continue with union organizing. Is that a yes? Is that a no?
No.
No. Okay. Perfect. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? It will that be regularly?
Never. Never.
Never. Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, right? Okay, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, okay? And okay. We have cable news. We also have print or online newspaper.
1.
Okay, we also have the internet or social media, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, and radio. What will be the number 1 for you? Like, the number 1, it will be the most likely.
Cable news.
Cable news, okay. And what will be the number 2?
What's that?
What will be the number 2 as most likely?
Newspaper.
The newspaper, okay. And what will be the number 3? We still have social media, TV, friends and neighbors, and radio.
Radio.
Radio, okay. And what will be number 4? Internet, social media, TV, or friends and neighbors?
Not friends and neighbors. That would be last.
Friends and neighbors will be the last one. So the number 4 will be that TV or the social media?
Social media.
Social media. Then we have the TV. And for last, we have just friends and neighbors. Okay? Now, which cable network is your preferred news source?
Fox.
Fox News, okay?
Yes.
And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, the environment, education, jobs, and the
economy. Healthcare.
Healthcare, okay?
Yep.
And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? How much will you pay? No. Okay.
No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very important. Okay.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Will it be both?
I'm a registered Republican.
So I'll be a Republican Party?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as
are we almost done?
We're about 60%. So yes, we're almost there. Now, you may know the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay.
Actually, GM settled. They're on strike against Ford now.
Okay, so do you support this side more, much more or somewhat more with the United Auto Workers or with the GM and Stellantis somewhat more?
Someone.
That'll be with the auto workers or with GM Ford and Stellantis.
What's that? I didn't understand you.
Okay, let me start all over with the question, okay? So, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW. Are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Okay. If it's strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove, and I'll start with his job as president overall. Do you approve strongly?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly?
Yes.
Okay. What about the economy?
It's terrible.
So
disapprove.
Disapprove strong. What about healthcare?
I got no complaints with healthcare.
So that will be disapprove somewhat, approve somewhat, approve strongly?
Approve somewhat.
Okay, what about support for labor unions?
He likes the unions, that's no doubt about it.
So you approve somewhat or approve strongly?
Yes,
or approve?
Approve strongly.
Okay, and what about the immigration?
I'm against it.
So you disapprove strongly? And,
against it, strong as I can be.
Okay, what about foreign affairs?
The what?
Foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs?
Yes.
I don't pay much attention.
So that you disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, and we're 70%, so we're almost done. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Is that strongly approved
no.
or disapproved, or somewhat approved or disapproved?
I did somewhat disapprove.
Perfect. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November
2020? 100%.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Donald Trump.
So that's another one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement?
I like the music. I mean, I like the magazines and papers I get from the union.
Okay, so that's a yes?
Yes.
We're almost done. Now turning back. How will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
What's the question?
Right. Turning back to back, BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Will that be excellent, good, just fair?
Excellent.
Or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And, and how will you rate the overall effectiveness on the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? Your own opinion.
I didn't hear you. What's that?
How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I have no idea. I am very happy the way it is right now.
Okay. Perfect. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
I think benefits.
Benefits?
Yes.
Okay.
It's and getting out of hand.
Right. We're almost done. We're around 90%. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, job site, text, message?
Mail.
Okay.
Mail.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back?
I get something in the mail a couple times a month.
A couple times. Okay. So we will say that will be like a couple times a year, four or more
no.
times a year.
I get magazines and I get tradesman papers and things. I like to read them.
Okay.
It's pretty often.
Alrighty. And what's the sex of the respondent? Is it male, female?
What's that? Me?
Yes.
Male.
Okay. And we're basically almost done. I have a couple questions only. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat?
A Republican.
Republican? And will you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure, we have a representative sample. What is your race? White, black African-American?
White.
Hispanic, Latino? Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Thomas.
Thomas, thank you very much. This concludes which is our survey. Thank you very much for your
participation. Bye.
Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.